Anime Club is back this week.
Fucking weeb.
We're back for the anime. A couple updates to the anime.
Hey, anime. It's May.
Oh, yes. It is anime. Wow. So funny. Couple updates. Last week we talked about Fruits Baskets. Yo, executive decision has been made. I am cutting that out.
Fuck goodbye.
That show. See you later. I understand why you were popular, but you're just not a good fit.
But where did the wind come from? We'll never know.
It's okay. I'm prepared to let that question go unanswered for the rest of my life.
It's...
So this week, we're going to be talking about JoJo. Mm-hmm. Got two episodes of JoJo, and we have two new additions. Two anime shorts.
That... I only watched one of them.
Oh, no, you watched, both of them. You did watch both of them. Yeah. You did watch both of them. Do you want to start with JoJo?
Yeah, you know... Yeah, let's do JoJo.
Okay, let's start with...
Let's start quality.
Well, let's just say this whole show and the contents of this anime club have just gone down the drain.
What are we talking about?
JoJo.
JoJo, episodes 29 and 30.
Mm.
Our boys
yes.
have just lost to Baccio.
Good riddance.
He got fucking murderalized.
Deserved it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he? He was like your favorite character, though.
Was he?
I thought he was. No. That's your favorite. No.
I don't like anybody on this show.
What? Not even Bruno?
No.
Not even Giorno Giovanni?
No.
Not even Not Sriracha?
No. He might be the one I hate the most. Oh, God.
What about Purple Haze? What about...
Who's Purple Haze?
The guy who left because he couldn't betray the boss.
No.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, they discovered the boss's identity because Abaccio put his face imprint. Into a stone pillar.
He sure did.
And, what's her name again?
Trish?
Trish used her Spice Girl, used her wannabe power.
Fuck.
To make the stone soft so that she could get the imprint of the face.
She made it so soft.
And so now they're carrying around there and they're double checking the face with databases and criminal references and stuff like that. They can't find shit. Yeah. But someone hacks their computer. And they're like, listen, I knew someone would defeat or would try to defeat Diavolo eventually.
Yeah.
Turns out the boss's name is Diavolo.
Diavolo.
And this mysterious man said, listen, what you need to do is you need to go to Rome.
Yep.
I will tell you everything you need to know about the boss and how to beat him and what to do. But you got to meet me in Rome. Go to the Colosseum.
Yep.
And they're like, all right, let's go, baby. Let's get there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on their way to Rome. Diavolo is kind of looking at their boat, and they're like, listen, they should be distraught because I murdered their Tomodachi.
Yep.
But they're not. Mm. They're in that boat with a purpose.
Mm.
What you need to do is you need to go to Rome.
Yep.
And he's like, all right, boss, no problem. I'll bring myself to Rome because I am you and you are me persona. Yeah.
More or less.
And he's like, also, by the way, when you get there, call upon Chocolate.
Chocolate and, what's the other guy's name?
Oh, I don't remember. His character's not great.
Okay, yeah.
He's basically just a dominatrix whore.
More or less.
So he's like, yo, call Chocolate. He's scum. Like, even I think he's scum. He's the scum of the earth. But also, he's necessary.
I guess so.
He's necessary. So the boys get to Rome. They're chilling in the boat, and they get out. And when they get there, they look around, and they're kind of looking for enemies, right? As you do. And there's a bunch of drunks who are holding on to a stump, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a railing.
Yeah.
And when his friend tries to pull the other drunk off the railing, all of his limbs fall off.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What the fuck just happened?" And they're looking around, and everyone is on the floor dead. Mainly because there's a mold around them.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is this mold? This is some bull-ass shit.
Yeah.
So they go, and they're like, all right, well, I guess we can go up. And then Natsuracha's like, yo, fuck that. Fuck that noise. Listen, this is a stand attack. We got to get back in this boat. This is dumb. I got the turtle. I make the decisions. I'm going to jump back in the boat. And when that happens, Natsuracha gets... mold. He gets black mold, green mold.
Mm.
And it turns out that this is an attack of an enemy stand. And he, like, it's like a long range stand, but it's so fucking devastating.
Yeah.
I guess the main thing is that he has no real control over what it does or who it attacks. His stand is called Green Day. Or what did they call it? Green Tea in the translation.
It's called a matcha.
Yeah, they called it that matcha. So it's called Green Day. And his whole thing is that he shoots out within a wide radius a flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, he does.
Like just super, super devastating.
Yeah.
But it only affects those who are of lower altitude than he is.
Yeah.
Or lower altitude from where they started when the stand originally went.
Right.
Originally started. So, like, if I were standing on the floor, or, like, on the first floor of a house, and then he started the stand, I'd be fine if I'm staying on the first floor. But as soon as I, like, lay on the ground or walk into the basement, mold.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, I used to be a doctor, but I've been a shitty person since birth. I was a kid, and I volunteered in an old folks' home, and I made, like, 17 old people commit suicide.
Uh-huh.
I was just generally doing malpractice and giving people muscle relaxants but not pain suppressants and just doing surgery on them and watching their horrified faces, just murdering them on purpose. He's a monster. He's a monster. And it shows because his stand attacks everybody. Civilian, friend, everything. Absolutely. Everything. And he has his friend there, Dominatrix Man.
Yeah, Dominatrix
Man. I forget his actual name because the character is very forgettable. But his whole thing is that he can basically swim through solids.
Yeah.
So he has a power type stand, which makes any sort of solid around him kind of feel like a liquid, but only to him. So when he makes it like a liquid and soft and he can dive in, to everyone else, that's still hard ground.
Mm.
But his stand allows him to pass through like it was water.
Yeah.
Right?
So useful.
So useful. And he uses it to do things in conjunction with the stand. Like Bruno and Mista were walking up a set of stairs to try and get to a higher altitude. And he made the stairs sink because he was taking out the foundation from around it and making the ground sink and everything fell. Very useful stuff like that. He can kind of sense where people are in relation to him when he's underground. But he can't see where he's going. He can only really sense it. So that's pretty cool. We get two new powers, just super devastating. Like, how are you ever going to beat this type powers?
So the only thing I didn't get is, so I guess Green Day's mold doesn't affect
his bro.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, cause they don't explain that.
Yeah. I think it's like maybe, or maybe he can control who it attacks.
Okay.
But usually he's underground. I think that's the main caveat is that he can't be affected by the mold. If he's in the ground, he does come out once in a while, but
I don't know.
Yeah. This is where things get interesting. Bruno starts to fight Ground Man, and he's like, "Listen, like, I can see that you're swimming around here, but I know you don't know where exactly I am.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do this wild ass shit." He runs and he jumps off of one of the sides of the like escarpment, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the guy swims out of a wall. Because he doesn't see where he's going, he doesn't realize it's a wall.
Yeah.
So he comes out and he's like, "Yo, adi 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 arrivederci, get out of here!" Punches him, but Ground Man notices something and he's like, "Hey, when Bruno fell, no mold happened. Like, why didn't he get any mold?"
Yeah.
And he calls up Chocolate and he's like, "Listen, your stand, does it affect? What does it affect?" He's like, "It will kill all living beings below me." It's like living beings, but it doesn't affect like rocks and shit, right? And he's like, "Why ask me these dumbass questions, dumbass? Stop asking me these dumbass questions." And they show that like this is the start of Bruno is not alive.
Yes.
Bruno is not technically alive. Ever since the first fight with Diavolo, where he was killed in the time jump, and then Bruno healed him, he's kind of like quote unquote on borrowed time. He's just chilling in this zombie body that feels no pain, that's technically dead, and they don't really know why. But it explains why Bruno doesn't get affected by the mold, because he's not alive. Also, he doesn't feel pain.
Yeah, he also has chunks out of his hand.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, that sucks, I guess. Whatever. So, yeah, Bruno is a zombie. It's official. But only he and Giorno know.
Because no one's going to notice the bite out of his hand.
No. Everyone else is asleep or in the turtle. What are you talking about? Misa fell asleep. Everyone else is in the turtle. Come on. Common sense. So they steal a car, drive over to Rome, and this is the start of the second episode of episode 30. Where it's actually kind of just more fights. They get to the Colosseum. They show off more kind of team power between Chocolate and Ground Man. And this one is fairly simple. Bruno is like, I will take down Ground Man because I can't be affected by mold. Mista and Giorno, you did some wild ass shit because Giorno gave life to bullets and then like held Mista sensually while he shot them.
Apparently.
And then the bullets grew trees and had Chocolate's in a helicopter, so he's always above them.
Yeah.
I guess. And then the trees captured the helicopter.
That's so fucking useful for his power. He's like, I'm just going to also always have this helicopter.
Yeah. Check that shit out. I'm also just rich. Mm-hmm. I got this helicopter. So yeah, this one is actually fairly simple. Not much to talk about here other than that there's a bunch of fights. They show how much of a monster Chocolate is because he just
kills civilians
at random. He's just like, listen, I'm going to rain moldy death upon the land below me.
Yeah.
And, women, children, dudes trying to save their daughters. Like, everyone just dies. Like, everybody in the surrounding area just gets melted.
Bruh.
So he's a monster. And it's going to continue. The fight is going to continue next episode as well. But because we are where we are, I believe that this season is the final season.
Thank God.
JoJo.
Thank.
I think it's gonna end here.
The Lord.
Either that, or it might go like one or two episodes into the next one.
Mm.
But I think we are in the end game.
Wow, a lot of things end this year.
Yeah, we're in the end game, baby.
Cool.
JoJo Part 5.
Yeah, Part 5.
What'd you think of Mold Man?
So first of all, before we get there,
yeah.
When the episode opens up and they're like, "Come to Rome," I'm like, "Fuck." Another wild MacGuffin chase. Here we go.
Yeah, man. You got to get from point A to point B. How else are you going to do that?
Let's go get this arrow. Come MacGuffin. On. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, that's what I forgot. They explain the origins of the arrow.
Yeah.
That's been in the series since part 3.
Yeah.
It turns out space rocks.
Who cares?
Space rocks.
Who cares?
Space rocks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So they went there. The powers thing was... I understand the concept of the mold, where it's like the lower you go, blah, blah, blah. But it just, I don't know if it's because it just wasn't visually executed that well. I didn't quite understand all of its fundamentals. Like, two guys were just on a fucking bench lying down, and then they turned to mold.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why. They weren't moving.
Mm.
So it didn't make any sense. So when they revealed about how it works, I was like, how would I ever guess that? Like,
you're not supposed to.
The facts that they say when you go lower, you get mold.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they just showed two guys on a bench who had not moved, and they just got mold. And I did not, like, just small things like that.
Where you're just like, come on.
I'm like, come on. Like, you could have just at least done it. Like, I also don't get why, like, the guy who's hanging on to the post, why did he get mold? He was always there.
Maybe he got lower. Maybe he slid down a
bit.
Did he slide down a bit?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
So, yeah. The mold thing. I mean, it's a thing.
Mold.
It's mold. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Man who goes underground. That's pretty cool.
Useful. He likes sugar cubes.
Yeah, that part I didn't quite get. Like,
I think he's just deranged.
Okay. All right.
I think the evil guy just made him his pet.
Yeah. Yeah, he can swim through solids. I'm assuming he must be dead as well.
Who?
The man who swims through solids?
I don't think he's dead. He's just bleeding a lot underground. And he has to fight Bruno. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's why he doesn't get affected by mold. Maybe he's also undead.
Oh, maybe.
Because, you know, like how he used to be a guy that...
Or maybe he has like some sort of anti-mold, like anti-venom.
Maybe, I don't know.
Like the guy experimented on him.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, I mean, this one's probably... it started out pretty cool, but then as it progressed on, it's more like, oh no,
it's JoJo.
This is JoJo. They're just gonna outsmart it. It's not gonna be actually that cool.
We're talking about.
It's just gonna be all right.
It's mold.
I can't believe Bruno did the his tagline, Arrivederci. But he didn't kill him.
Oh yeah, true.
Like,
as a strong dude.
He's got that power type stand. He punched him. He just took it.
And he put a zipper in his face.
Yeah, he just took it. Like, he just straight took the punches.
Strong dude.
And so that part was a little upsetting. You know.
It wasn't a one combo KO.
Yeah, like, I thought the tagline is reserved for match KO.
Throwing you for a loop.
But apparently not. They just threw it out there this time. Like,
they are subverting expectations.
Yeah. And then when they're in the car, I think it's cool that they're explaining more about what Bruno is. Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say, like, I hope they don't just throw that whole plot line away. Because that's probably the most interesting thing right now. But yeah. They're at Rome. People are dead.
Cool. I like JoJo a lot.
It's continuing.
Yeah. It's still going.
It's definitely continuing.
Just wait.
Definitely continue.
Just wait till final boss time, baby.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, I know how it goes.
We'll see.
And it's wild.
I just hope everyone dies.
It's wild.
I just hope everyone dies.
It's wild.
I just hope everyone dies and that the moral of the story is that life is meaningless. Just like this show.
Oh, we should watch part 6 then.
No. I've had my fill.
What if I told you that there was a stand called Limp Bizkit?
Oh, I'm not in. Okay, so that's JoJo. Let's move on to the two
dear God
new anime we watched this season.
Mm-hmm.
I will have maybe for the rest of this, we'll just try one episode of everything else.
Yeah.
So for this one, we have two shorts,
mm-hmm.
two trash shorts.
Oh, they're bad.
They're quite bad. First one is a 4-minute short. It's called Miru Taitsu. This is an anime
about
high school girls.
Okay, I'm on board.
Wearing tights.
Is there anything else?
They get wet.
Dude, what is this show?
I don't know. See, the thing is, like, here's what happens, okay? The show opens up, it's raining. It's the start of the school year. These girls go to school. They get to homeroom, and that's it. In the meantime, in the interim, they talk about how their tights got wet because it was raining and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they got, like, to its credit, apart from its really awful character design, yeah, like face design, it's actually got pretty decent animation.
But only on legs and feet.
Only on the feet, though.
The feet. This is the best anime feet I've possibly ever seen.
So the crazy thing about the feet animation is that you see the toes through the tights.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa.
And like every single part. Like, you get the little ankle bump. Yeah. You get like the little arch. Like, you get everything.
I was like, wow.
Individual toes.
Wow. But yeah.
This is a foot fetish's dream.
Yes. That's it, though. Like, I can't even tell you anything more about the episode because I've already told you everything there is to know.
There's two friends.
Oh, there's three friends.
And the third friend is rich.
Yes.
And also a child.
She wanted to undress in class.
Yeah. She goes, I'm taking off these tights. And they're like, no, we have no show if you take off these tights.
Yeah.
So, here, Vince, this title, do you know what Miru means?
No.
Miru in Japanese, they don't use the kanji, so I could be wrong. But Miru is to look. It's the verb to look.
Oh, like look?
Yeah.
Look, tights.
Yeah. The show is called Look Tights.
Well, it's probably the most correct title they could have chosen.
It's the most accurate. It's the most Japanese title, that's for sure, because it just gets to the point.
Yeah.
But what the fuck? Like,
I don't even know what this is. Like, what is this for? Like, I understand, like, the foot fetish thing, but at the same time, it's like, there's absolutely nothing in this.
There's nothing to talk about in this show, because there's nothing here. Yeah. It's just tights.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, yeah, check it out. 4 minutes of your life, if you, you know, that's like a lunch break.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Download it to your, you could watch it on YouTube.
You can.
It's like, true. The series is on YouTube.
Like, the whole thing.
Yeah. So I forget the YouTube channel, but just search Miru Tights, you'll find it. Miru Tights.
Oh, baby. Are you tights?
I am tight.
Am I too?
Okay, but this is, even though this is pretty trash, it's not quite as trash as the second anime short,
dude.
This anime short is called, I believe it's called Why the Hell Are You Here, Teacher?
You got it.
This anime.
This is trash.
From the get-go.
Like, you thought, like, you had to build up. What was the one about, like, the guy who was, like, an artist or a writer, and then it turns out his stepsister was an artist for his stories?
Eromanga Sensei?
Yeah, it was, like, Eromanga Sensei, you had to wait, like, two episodes for it to be trash.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, from the jump.
Yes.
From the word go.
Yes. Yes. So this is the one about a high school boy,
mm-hmm.
and he just always finds himself in very risque situations with his teacher.
As you do.
So the episode opens up. He's in a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
And he's like, I gotta take a piss. But what you don't know is they cut to the other side inside the stall, and his teacher, pants off, is already
in the stall.
In the stall, ready to take a piss.
And it's like, dude.
And it's like, what?
It's the men's bathroom.
What are you doing here? And she says something along the lines like, there's a line in the women's? Something? I can't remember. Her quiet time is here? I can't remember.
It's just so bad.
As you can imagine, hilarity ensues.
I guess.
Let's just say it ends with her.
Yeah, suppositories ensue.
That's in scene two.
Yeah.
When she's sick and he needs to administer
a suppository.
Yes.
I'm not gonna skirt around. It's just a suppository. She shoves a pill up his teacher's ass.
Yeah, she totally, and it's so Japanese. I'm so sick, I can't do it. Let me just turn over and bend down for you.
I'll do most of the work. You just kind of push it in. Yeah. Insert that shit.
Yeah.
Lick it.
No. And of course, when some other teacher comes to go check on her, he has to hide somewhere. So where does he hide?
Underneath her.
Underneath her sheets, in her breasts, so...
Of course, as you do. The safest place.
Yes, I guess so, right? This show is really bad. This is trash city.
So you're gonna finish it, right?
Oh, no, I can't finish this one.
Wait, you finished Eromanga Sensei.
That one's different.
How?
That one's actually not as trash as you think.
It looks trash.
It looks trash, but it's actually not as trashy as you think. It
seems pretty trash.
Like, this is trash.
This is trash.
Like, this is absolute garbage.
This
fire.
Is landfill, yeah, quality.
This is Smoky Mountain. Here we go. Like, forget it. I cannot recommend either of these anime.
They're both bad.
They're pretty disgusting. So, thanks for listening.
I guess we'll have... Can we watch Pengu next week?
Maybe.
If you want to do, like, the one episode sampler of, like, a bunch of stuff, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I don't want to watch either of these two
again. Oh, we're not watching these again.
Oh, thank God.
No, we're not watching these again.
Because I'm going to watch Tights on my own time.
Let it be known, too, I did not even recommend How the Hell Did You Get Here, Teacher Dan. He just watched it on his own.
That was one of the ones I watched with my bros. With the bros.
Yeah, is that how you guys refer to yourselves?
Two of my bros, one of my gal bros,
okay,
and then one of my bros' sister.
Oh, man.
Who's a very, very socially active, let's say. She's a social activist.
Okay.
She did not enjoy this show.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
I gotta show my friend the tights one.
Oh no. Don't show them the tights. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with another episode of Anime Club.